The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Guidance from Above. You are not alone with Joe Homar. Joe will serve as your guide on the path to wellness by bringing you angelic awareness and healing as you seek self-discovery and connection to spirit. Now, here's Joe Homar.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on my show, Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and I'm very excited about sharing with you the material I have lined up for today's show. If you are a first-time listener, as the title says, Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone, I'll be sharing with you messages from Spirit and a variety of spiritual topics to bring you an awareness of the endless opportunities available to you. I will also be assisting you with connection to Spirit so you can have a better understanding of your journey through life, knowing that you are being provided with guidance, love, and support from your angels, guides, and loved ones in spirit. As we continue our journey from last week's show to today, I ask that you have an open mind, an open heart, so you can expand your energy field, explore unknown parts of you, and find peace with your human experiences. You have within you the ability to move through life with ease and grace. All you have to do is truly believe. Believe you can ask the universe for assistance. Believe your angels, guides, and loved ones will hear you. And believe they will respond in the way that is perfect and right for you. Believe nothing is impossible, and believe you can achieve fulfillment and have abundance. Last week, we had our guest on the show, Barbara Evans, sharing with us her knowledge and background on raising our frequency and consciousness through her unique vibrational healing system based upon her paintings known as the Image Keys. So as a follow-up to last week, I am continuing the discussion around raising our frequency by means of manifestation in the law of attraction. If you've been working on developing your spiritual gifts over the past week, I would love to hear of your experiences you have had in developing this awareness. So please send me an email at joe@bountifulblessingsct.com so I can share. So we're here today to talk about manifesting in the law of attraction. Let's start by asking yourself, what do you want to manifest? Is it health? A relationship? Financial freedom, or the perfect job. Heck, there are days when I want to just manifest a hot fudge sundae. I'm going to share with you ways to manifest your desires so that you can look at life with fulfillment and joy. By the end of today's show, you will discover how to go through life from this point forward with the positive flow of life. The universe is infinitely responding to your thoughts, so think big. There's nothing that you can't achieve, be, do, or have. Your journey to where you want to go is supported by the universe, and the universe wants to assist you. You are the creator of your own reality and experiences. You have the freedom to choose, and these choices, which are solely for you to make, create your reality. Nobody lives your life. It is your life and your experiences which make you, you. The only thing that is standing in your way of achieving what you desire are your resistant thoughts. Any negative or self-limiting beliefs which you think or hold onto vibrationally contribute to the resistance against what you truly desire and deserve. It's important for me to talk about your thoughts today because thoughts, whether spoken with words or internally, give off vibrational energy. Whether you think or desire something to happen or not to happen, you are sending energy to the thought, which in essence is asking. Every choice leads to a new idea, creation, or desire. So this means you are constantly evolving and expanding with every choice you make. Through your evolvement, new opportunities present themselves to you. These opportunities give you more choices to make. When you are presented with constant choices, you continue to ask for direction and guidance. And through your continual asking, the universe is constantly answering you. So you see, it is a never-ending cycle of asking and receiving and evolving and expansion. It is okay to be eager for more without being impatient. Our thoughts hold a vibration which attracts another matching vibration back to you. And it is this vibration which gives us the law of attraction. That which is like unto itself is drawn. It is actually a very simple concept which can work for you or against you. For instance, you desire something you don't currently have. You put your attention to that desire, and by law of attraction, it will come to you. Or you desire something you don't currently have, and put your attention to you not having it, and by law of attraction, you will continue to not have it. So let me repeat that. If you put your attention to your desire, it will come to you. If you put your attention to not having something, you will continue to not have it. So the key is not to give your attention to the lack of your desire. Keep your focus on your desire and wants, and on not your don't wants. There's nothing that you desire that you cannot achieve. So align yourself with receiving well-being and abundance, because if you resist allowing, you can't receive. That is because resistance and receiving don't match vibrationally. It is important to note that you and only you are responsible for your well-being. You may have others around you who want to influence you, but ultimately it is up to you, and it's your choice to allow or resist the flow of information that is coming to you. Okay, so I hear you asking, when can I start? You can begin at any time. Why not start now? It is the perfect time and place to begin. Because you see, it is at every moment in which you hold a vibration, a frequency, which is being received by the universe, which, by the way, is waiting to answer you. So now is a good time, as ever, to begin. But whenever you decide to start, it will be the perfect and right time for you. So you simply can't get it wrong, because the universe is constantly in tune with you, waiting for you to ask so they can answer you. When we focus our thoughts on our desires, then the law of attraction brings to you experiences, other people, conditions, and circumstances that match your vibrational thought. A good way to measure or guide your thoughts is by using your emotional feelings to guide you to understand if your thoughts are in vibrational match of your true self. By this I mean, do you feel in harmony or disharmony when you have a thought? These feelings give you good feelings when in harmony and bad feelings when in disharmony. It is good practice to use your emotional feelings as a point of reference to let you know if you are in alignment or misalignment with your non-physical energy. Another way to look at this is to think about something that you desire. When you're thinking of your desire, are you imagining that it's happening, or are you noticing that it has not happened yet? This is a key perception, because one will give you a positive emotion and the other will give you a negative emotion. Noticing this feeling of positive or negative emotion will let you know if you're allowing or resisting your desire. If you focus on feeling good, it will guide your thoughts to be in alignment of your desires. Remember, anything you give your attention to will become your reality. Your emotions always let you know what you are doing with your vibration, so pay attention to your emotions and guide yourself into the vibrational frequency that will give you the fulfillment and well-being that is constantly flowing to you from the universe. When you get to the place of understanding that you are a vibrational being and your thoughts and feelings affect what you are receiving, then you can better understand you can achieve anything you desire. Don't just be an observer in life. Know you can control what you believe. Don't just observe things around you as good or bad, right or wrong, wanted or unwanted. Believe you have the ability to control your personal connection with the events and experiences in your life. When we talk about allowing, allowing happens when you are feeling pleasure from the thoughts of your desire. When we talk about resistance, resistance happens when you are feeling fear or disappointment from your thoughts. So simply stated, choose better feeling thoughts. You can observe things as they are, or you can imagine them as you want them to be. When you choose your thoughts will produce a vibration, and then circumstances and events will present themselves to you to match that vibration. Determine what you want, and the universe will make it happen. You don't have to make anything happen. The universe will bring it to you. If you can think about it or imagine it, the universe will deliver it. When you know you are moving in the direction of your desires, you can relax and enjoy the journey which you are currently experiencing. Before we further our discussion on how the universe wants to work with you as it relates to the law of attraction, we're at that point in the show where we need to take a short commercial break. This is Joe Homar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. We'll be back soon, so take this time to stretch and grab some water.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. Tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we're talking about manifesting and the law of attraction. It is through your life experiences that your preferences are created. You make a choice to try something, and then through that experience, you develop a preference as to if you like or dislike it. These choices and your happiness depends on your own vibrational balance. It does not depend on what others do. So do yourself and not... Do it for yourself and not for others, because others, although they may have your best intentions for your well-being, when it comes down to it, others cannot understand the vibrational content of where you are in any given moment. Only you do. You are the best person to know what is best for you. No one else knows what's best for you. It is important to note that because energy in motion, it is impossible to stand still or to be stuck. Things are in a constant flux of change. If you feel stuck, then you need to think different thoughts. Decide to reach for a better thought that is within reach. It is not necessary for anyone else to understand what you are learning in order for you to live a joyous experience. There is no need for jealousy, insecurity, feelings of competition if you come from a place of understanding their own connection to Source. When I say to reach for a better thought that is within, what I'm saying is that if you feel stuck, then it is because of the thought you are currently holding on to. To reach for a feeling that is improved can simply mean, instead of feeling fear, an improved feeling of less resistance for you at that moment may be to feel worry instead. I'm not saying that you could or should make extreme emotional shifts from fear to joy, but if you make slight improvements in the way you feel, you regain a measure of control and you no longer feel powerless. When you control the way you feel, you will enjoy seeing things beginning to fill into place and enjoy witnessing the manifestations of your desires. Everything that comes to you is in response to the thoughts you are thinking. For instance, let's look at the thought and emotion of fear. If you have thoughts of fear, fear attracts more of the things that you fear. Say you worry about an inability to meet your financial obligations. This fear results in bringing you more of the same. Simply stated, you draw into your life both positive and negative experience through the power of your thoughts. As you release resistance, you improve the way you feel. Therefore, you improve your point of attraction. Then the law of attraction brings you the circumstances, experiences, relationships to shift your vibration. Remember, this is a process, and day by day, you are gradually returning to being a person who allows your own natural well-being to flow to you, and in turn, those who are around you and observe you, they will see the joy radiating from you. You can not only shift your thoughts to bring more positive and happy experiences, but through transformational thinking, you can radically change your life. Choose a thought that feels good when you choose it, and this act causes the condition to change. The longer you focus upon things that feel good to you, the easier it is for you to maintain those vibrational frequencies that feel good. The law of attraction will deliver to you other thoughts, experiences, people, and things that match your vibration of feeling good. When no resistance exists, you will be allowing, and the things you desire will flow easily into your own experience. Don't worry about how others seem to feel about you, because you have no control over their reactions or behaviors. Turn your attention to how you feel and away from how they feel about you, because you only have control over your own experience. Know that others' behaviors and reactions are simply part of their own experience, just like your feelings, behaviors, and reactions are part of your experience. Leave everyone else's ideas, desires, opinions, and beliefs aside while you identify for yourself how you feel. Don't change your thoughts because you think it is the choice someone else would want you to make. The universe is responding to your vibrational thoughts and your vibrational feelings. This is an ongoing chain of events which never stops. It is happening to you and around you at all times. Every day and every moment of your day is an opportunity to feel good, so find a way to feel good today. The better you feel, the more everything and everyone around you improves. You only have to tell the universe once what you want, but the more you talk about it, the clearer you become with the details. No, in most cases, you won't receive your response instantly from the universe because you usually have some resistance associated with your thoughts. But know, as your resistance reduces, you will leave. I like to look at this from a point that every desire is composed of something you desire in the absence of something you desire. When you say, "I want this to happen," the statement carries a vibration of absence of your desire, meaning you want it because you don't have it currently. Perhaps a better way to say it would be to say, "Wouldn't it be nice if this desire would come to me?" The statement carries less resistance because it isn't focusing on what you don't currently have. Maybe your desire is to attract the perfect partner, a well-paying job, a new career, a new car, or perhaps your desire to attract happiness and peace of mind. Whatever you most desire and think about most often is sure to manifest. The universal law of attraction is always working to produce in your life the experiences, relationships, and things that you want most. The law of attraction is continually responding to whatever you are thinking and feeling. With deliberate intention, your thoughts become more concentrated and energized. Have the intent of receiving what you wish for and not waver in your belief that the manifestation of your desire is already in the works. The law of attraction always responds to what you are focusing on in your thoughts and the emotion generated in response to those thoughts. Feeling strengthens and attracting power of thought. You can change your destiny by destroying patterns of negative thought and replacing them with positive thinking and feeling. Through your powerful intentions in alignment with the law of attraction, you can awaken from unintentionally attracting what you don't want and instead draw into your life what you do want. There is enormous power in every moment of every day to change your patterns of thinking. Just as the mind can use the power of creative and positive thought to attract things, such as healing in the body, it can also attract objects and situations it desires through thought energy. Energy is what enables the work of the entire universe to get things done. To work with the law of attraction is to trust that you can go to that divine source for anything desired at any moment. When you calm your mind, cultivate a positive mood, center your thoughts on the outcome you desire. Love what you are doing. You are in a position to optimally manifest that which your heart most desires. When we look to manifest, manifesting is simply a process of clearing clutter and negativity from your thoughts, setting the intention to manifest your desire, and allowing the universe to respond, being ready to receive and believe, visualizing yourself having your desire and showing gratitude. So ask yourself, what is keeping you from living the kind of life you only dream of having? Perhaps it's your own negative thoughts. If you don't believe you deserve the good things in life, the law of attraction won't bestow good things upon you. Sometimes when you really want something specific in your life, the waiting can trigger frustration and doubt that it is ever coming. Those times are periods when you must learn to trust that the universe is doing its work. Part of working with the law of attraction is letting go of the need to control the time frame during which your desire manifests in your life. Believe you are deserving and believe there is no limitation to what you can achieve or desire to have. Don't let your self-limiting beliefs get in the way. Instead, aim for joy, which is the emotion of happiness or delight. It is the core of our being. Feel you are worthy to receive the things you desire. Have an openness to receive. Have gratitude for what you currently have and are experiencing. Understand how to magnetize your desire with feeling and emotion. We're at that point in the show where we need to take another short commercial break. This is Joe Holmar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be in meditation during our next segment of the show, so take this time to find a comfortable place to sit or lay down. I'll be back soon.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Holmar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today.
We all hold a spiritual database, as it were, within our hearts and souls. But at times, it can be difficult to access this resource. On Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, host Amanda Romania will help you to tap into this valuable part of our subconscious. Once you've done this, you can open up your life to a far greater happiness like you've never experienced before. Become a messenger for change and a higher purpose. Tune in to Akashic Therapy, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN. Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave channel. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we're talking about manifesting and the law of attraction. In the previous segment, I talked about releasing resistance. And when you release resistance, you improve the way you feel. Therefore, you improve your point of attraction. When you improve your point of attraction, then the law of attraction brings you the circumstances, experiences, relationships to shift your vibration. A way to stop the resistance is through meditation, which we're going to do during this segment of the show. It is simply a time to stop trying to make things happen. It is a simple state of allowing. If you're new to meditation, meditation is a natural process of withdrawing attention from external conditions and directing it inward to a chosen focus of concentration. Let this inward concentration be about reconnecting, awakening, and bringing awareness to your spiritual gifts. You will find that during the times you set aside for meditation, it helps you identify your true feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. For those who have not meditated before, let me start by bringing an awareness to some of the benefits, which include stress reduction, strengthening of the body's immune system, better organized thought processes, improved concentration and functioning of the body's organs and glands. And not to mention, meditation time allows you time to quiet the mind enough to allow spirit to embrace you and to give them the opportunity to connect with you, to provide you with guidance and messages. Find a quiet place to sit or lay down. If you like, play some soft music in the background. Close your eyes and relax. Ask your angels, guides, and healers in the spirit world to surround you with divine love, light, and protection. As you settle in, bring your attention to your breathing and release all tension and let go of any concerns you may have. As you relax, your breath becomes more shallow, as if spirit is breathing for you. With every breath you take, feel yourself feeling more comfortable in your surroundings as you relax more and more. Give yourself permission to let go and totally relax. As you release any tension you may be holding, you may feel your head drop, your shoulders relax, your arms fall to your side. Allow the body to naturally take over your breathing. Now is the time to surrender and let go. Surrender to the need to be perfect, the need to be right, the need to control, the need for your life to look and feel a certain way. Be still and listen to your heart and the love you have for yourself. As I count backwards, you feel yourself relax more and more with every number I say. 10, 9, 8. Feel yourself going deeper into relaxation. 7, 6, 5. Feel your heart filling with love and joy. 4, 3, 2. You are falling deeper and deeper into relaxation as you become more and more relaxed. 1. You are completely relaxed but still aware. At this time of complete relaxation, you are open to receiving all the love and light coming to you from your angels, guides, and loved ones in spirit. Put aside expectations and observe your body, mind, and spirit. You have the healing angels with you right now. They love you unconditionally. Set your intention to have the angels make themselves known to you and to connect with you with your higher realms. We ask them that this manifestation work be done for your highest good and your highest healing, and that you are guided and protected. Give yourself permission to reach for better feeling thoughts to manifest your desires. Settle in, and with your eyes closed, bring your awareness to the earth energy which is grounding you. As you move your awareness to the angelic realm, envision a beautiful satin curtain in front of you. When the time is right for you, take your hand and slowly find the opening in the curtain and open it. Notice the energy on the other side of the curtain is lighter. Know you are safe as you step through the opening and let go of the curtain behind you. Breathe deeply, surrender, and allow the healing angels to surround you with their healing energies as they send love to you. Quiet the mind and know you are safe. Sense, see, hear or know your guardian angel standing in front of you. As she reaches her hand out to you, reach your hand to hers as she guides you to a comfortable place that is perfect and right for you. Feel the warmth coming from her hand and a beautiful golden yellow light radiating from around her. Breathe in this golden yellow light. Slowly and gently, knowing, sensing, feeling that this golden yellow light is within you and around you at this time. Feel it in you and around you now. Feel its warmth. See its glow. You may feel cool, warm, or tingly. Know you are safe. Know you are loved. Know the universe is working with you to bring you all you desire. Ask your guardian angel to remove any old patterns or negativity from you now. Think about what it is that you want to manifest in your life. Perhaps you want to heal a part of your body. Are you longing for a meaningful relationship? To lose weight? Or to overcome an addiction? Do you want a promotion in your current job? Do you want to achieve abundance and prosperity? Whatever it is, whatever you desire, bring it to your mind and release any doubt about receiving it. Continue to relax and continue to breathe. At this time, bring to mind your list of your heart's desire. Hold them in your mind's eye and in your heart. Set your intention to amplify the power of your desires. Sending life to your desires as energy builds. Continue to amplify and strengthen the energy of your desires. Perhaps there is one or two desires that are dominant. See, sense, or know the yellow light illuminate each item on your list as the universe receives them. Bring your awareness to your heart center, filling it with love and gratitude. Have love for yourself. Feel the love overflowing as you know you are safe. Ask your guardian angel to bring you to a point of time in the future. Ask her to show what has changed from now to then. Ask her how your relationships have changed. Is there anyone new in your life? Ask her what changes have you made around the way you treat your body. Are you exercising more and eating better? Ask to be shown how your finances have changed between now and a point of time in the future. What does your angel tell you about how you have shifted your thought patterns? Ask your angel to show you more. Know you are safe and ask your angel anything you want to know. Notice the answers as feelings, thoughts, or perhaps a voice. As you receive your answers, feel your heart expand with love and gratitude. As your angel answers you, see what you want to manifest appearing in front of you. What does it look like? How does it feel? See yourself totally fulfilled. Know you are loved and send gratitude to your angel and to the universe. See yourself financially secure and healthy. See yourself manifesting anything you desire. Feel safe as you see and feel harmony and know you are deserving of receiving such happiness. Allow yourself to receive the answers from the universe. Feel the warmth, love, freedom, and know that everything is glorious in your life and that around you. Expansion in your life as you see it happening, as the universe hears you and arranges all the people, places, and circumstances to come along your path to manifest all that is on your list. Allow yourself to receive with gratitude. Know now that you are calling in all the support you need to bring to you all your heart desires to manifest. See a pathway of light and know all the people, places, and things will appear and help you achieve what it is you desire. Now that you have seen, sensed, heard, and received knowing from your guardian angel, it's time to start bringing your awareness back to your physical form. Take a moment and thank all who were present during your meditation. And ask them to continue to work with you, guide you, support you, and direct you. Ask them to continue to provide you with their healing energies to assist you during your process of manifestation. As you continue to breathe slowly, start to make your way back to your surroundings. Turn to see the same satin curtain you originally entered through. As you approach the curtain, take your hand and find the opening. When you are comfortable, open the curtain and step through. Know you can return to this place at any time, but now is the time to return. As I count backwards, 3, you're moving towards the curtain. 2, you find the opening in the curtain. and one, step through the opening, and you are now fully and completely back in your physical form, able to move and breathe on your own. Take your time adjusting back into your physical body. Move your fingers, toes, arms, and legs. Take a drink of water or stand to ground yourself. Take a deep breath. We thank your guardian angels for their presence today. We thank them for their guidance, wisdom, and healing, and we ask them to continue to work with us for our highest good and our highest healing. We give thanks to them for instilling within us courage and confidence to acknowledge that we are in control of our destiny through our thoughts and emotions. As you continue to bring yourself back, we're at this point in the show where we need to take another short commercial break. This is Joe Homar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. I'll be back soon.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. It has been foretold that this is a time of great change in the consciousness of the planet. What is the paradigm shift required to usher in a new reality? Join Avatars Peggy and David as they introduce a new and fresh living spirituality, which will stretch you and cause you to question everything you have learned on your spiritual journey. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel for The Avatars, ushering in a new beginning. And get ready for a provocative discussion that will challenge many of your most cherished spiritual beliefs. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we're talking about manifesting and the law of attraction. As we continue our discussion regarding manifesting and the law of attraction, know that things can manifest instantly or take a long time. The reason has a lot to do with the strength of your desire, the clarity of your vision, and the power of your intention. Formulate a precise purpose. Cultivate the desire for it to manifest. Recognize the opportunity whenever and wherever it showed up. Be persistent. Don't give up too soon or take no for an answer. Perceive advantage and new opportunities in every obstacle and adversity. Your potential for manifesting is limitless, so decide what you want and set aside any doubt about worthiness or actually receiving. Give yourself permission to have what you want. Don't deny yourself permission to have the object of your desire. Set in motion the acquisition of it through your intent and believe you can have your desire. Be clear about your intention to have exactly what you want. Hold an image in your mind, the color, details, size, and time frame in which you want it to manifest. Think about how you will enjoy it and use it. By allowing your thoughts to frequently visit your desire, and by opening your heart to feel positive emotions of joy and happiness around getting that desire, you are supporting your intention and strengthening the pull of the law of attraction. When you are happy, grateful, and feel empowered, more good things manifest, such as healthy, loving relationships, a better job, and more money. Express positive feelings and a grateful attitude for what is good in your life, and let these feelings extend outward into the lives of all those who know and love. Practice self-forgiveness, self-patience, self-understanding, and self-love. The limits of your abilities are based on your limiting beliefs, but know you can replace them with more empowering beliefs about yourself. Allow your imagination to stretch and set goals that you may have once believed unattainable. Then let your thoughts create the optimum environment for manifesting those goals from the universe. Trust that what you want is on its way, and give thanks for that. Sidestep the details of how and when it is coming. Let Source handle those details. All you have to do is focus on reinforcing desire and intention through all means available. Know with your heart, mind, and soul that the object of your desire is en route to you at this very moment. Allow the object to come into your life. Practice seeing yourself having it. Engaging in positive thinking certainly makes our lives more pleasurable than having day-to-day persistently engaging in negative thinking. It takes just one positive thought to generate another, creating a cycle. The steady stream of thoughts will flow, whether or not you direct it. The happy and good life can become reality with a simple redirecting of thought. If you feel the law of attracting is taking too long or doesn't seem to work as you have hoped, you can assume that there may be a blockage or obstacles that need clearing. Check your thought patterns. Are you experiencing skepticism, fear, anxiety, doubt, or worry? If so, check your feelings and make a choice to choose a better emotion. You can also use frequent affirmations and creative visualization to eliminate doubt and negative emotions, which can block your alignment with the workings of the law of attraction. Your job is to create the vibration around your desire and intention and to stay in harmonious alignment with the workings of the law of attraction. The universe supports the reality of your beliefs. When you believe you must struggle for abundance, then it will bring about situations that are conducive to struggle. When you believe you cannot experience love without pain, the universe will give you love with pain. When you believe it takes time for an illness to heal, then it will. Change your beliefs and change your reality. Visualize what you want, using as many of your senses as possible. Feel it, smell it, see it, touch it. Feel the emotions attached to it. Always aim for a better feeling emotion. Feel free to share your experiences with me by sending me an email at joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Remember, you're a spiritual being having a physical experience and believe you can ask and receive guidance from spirit. You can sign up for my newsletter by visiting my website at bountifulblessingsct.com. And also like my Facebook page to get weekly affirmations at Bountiful Blessings #1. That is all the time we have today. I'd like to thank you for listening to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Holmar, and we will talk again next Thursday, July 24th, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, for my show on Emotional Freedom Technique with founder of Reawaken Your Dreamer, Catherine Ewing. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you for joining us for Guidance from Above. You are not alone. Join Joe Holmar again for another edition next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, see what messages await you. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.